Daily Double Dungeon Radio Show. Double Dungeon Radio Show. It's Tuesday, April 8th, 2020.
Yeah.
This is your host, Raphael.
Ooh.
That's your host, Ari.
Hi.
We're people?
Yeah. We're still people. No matter what you say.
I have you coined our phrase of the day.
I did?
So our phrase of the day is, yeah. Is that a pimple or are you turning into a unicorn?
Oh, no.
Thanks. Mocking me.
I know, but that was...
trying to start a fight.
No, I'm not. It's not like I said it first on the show where people can listen and then comment. So it's just between us.
Is it a horn or is it a pimple in the middle of my hip forehead?
It's a perfect place.
You think it's a horn? Maybe it's an eyeball. You think it's an eyeball?
Oh, a third eye.
I have been feeling especially woke recently, like very aware.
So maybe that's it.
Maybe.
I'm surprised you didn't choose Happy.
Did you know that, what was it?
Instead of Happy, remember the email I got?
Wait. Yeah. Okay, new phrase of the day. Okay. Okay, what is it again?
It was an...
A new email. Wait, yeah. So this is a new email from the Hay Straw people.
Yeah. They're having another happy hour.
But wait,
tomorrow.
Wait. They didn't call it they called it a happy hour. They didn't call it a happy hour they did last week.
The subject line in the email was that it's going to be a new, like, happy newsletter talking about happy things.
Yeah.
Happy.
This is terrible. Everything about this is awful.
Yeah, and I told you before, though, that I was at least happy that someone has a job.
Yeah, you're going to go to this happy hour and you're going to report back for the show. So I want to hear about it. The Hay Straw happy hour on Zoom.
But we're not sponsored by them.
We're not. We should be.
So we should stop mentioning their company name.
What is it? What's their... We didn't even mention it, did we? Straw?
Happy. It's so silly.
I don't know. Anyway, Adi, we're all going to die. I think we can phase out the daily grocery store update. This is the first topic.
But I like it when people call and tell us about their grocery store
We'll leave their grocery store update, but I think ours is a little... At this point, we know that they're out of some things, but they're restocking in others. They had eggs, finally. I've been looking for eggs, and then I got home, and it turned out that I had bought eggs at some other point. I don't remember buying eggs.
It's a full set of... Oh, that was the $4 thing of eggs, and you were complaining about they weren't eggs you wanted. Yeah.
Oh, I completely spaced that I bought those, so anyway.
That's how angry you were. You'd block
I was
it
so
out.
Mad that it caused my brain to just completely forget that moment.
Well, I really like the grocery store update. We don't have to do it every day. Maybe if something weird happens.
Plus, it's giving Andrea anxiety to hear that I'm going to the grocery store this much.
Oh, that's true.
We're catering to the lowest common denominator now. People who can't handle grocery store updates.
I'm still up for it.
Okay, well, we'll skip it for today. Daily Double. Anybody on YouTube right now that is mentioning 5G is being strictly censored. There's another podcast that I know of that... They've been trying to do their daily live show, and the moment they start talking about 5G, the entire broadcast gets shut down, and YouTube sends them a copyright strike. Or not a copyright strike, sorry, a strike against their account.
That's really distressing.
They're really cracking down on this idea that 5G is somehow contributing to coronavirus. And it's one of those cases where I didn't think that it could be possibly 5G that is... So it's a kind of a dumb conspiracy theory, in my opinion. That is that, so 5G is the new phone upgrade over 4G, and it uses very fine waves at a very high power, and they have to be set up all over the place. They have to be literally on every single block in order to work. And there's a lot of people saying that it's untested, which it's true. It's untested on the human population, the wave itself. There are some people saying that it could, and this is medical papers, saying that it could cause... your corneas to cloud over, if you're exposed to it enough. We covered that on the show a long time ago, back when the show first started. So I don't necessarily think that there is any connection, but there are people saying that they think that some of the coronavirus symptoms are being blamed on coronavirus when in reality it's 5G poisoning, like being exposed to a new type of radiation, right? And so that's what these people are talking about on these shows that are all getting shut down. And the way that YouTube is really heavy-handedly censoring this is making me wonder, well, maybe there is something to this.
Otherwise, you never would have.
Yeah,
it would have just been like, "Oh, that seems ridiculous."
The phrase is, "They protest too much."
Yeah,
like if they're taking that this seriously, there's people speculating about all kinds of crap. We were talking the other day about
anything.
The Idaho earthquakes being related to that whole thing is like ridiculous.
Yeah,
but you don't see them rushing in to shut that down.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
And especially somebody as heavily invested in upgrading the data pipeline as YouTube would be. Maybe there is something to that. I don't know. It's a bit weird. We're in a weird space. Something weird is going on here. So you heard it here first. You're contagious. Actually, you probably didn't. I'm really late to the game.
Yeah.
So NYC had its largest number of deaths in a day, but also the curve is flattening. I guess there were less announced new cases. So Cuomo was saying we are on a plateau. So hopefully things start
still very
down.
Sad.
I hope that and fewer people die. That would be great.
Yeah, they're still also in the process of, I don't know, adjusting numbers, accounting for people that they maybe didn't categorize as
coronavirus.
Kept playing catch up, essentially.
Playing catch up. Yeah.
Just well, it's a mess.
Hopefully we're on the downswing. We'll put it that way.
I hope so.
I mean, staying home for 3 weeks should help, right?
Hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. Dr. Fauci was interviewed today, and he said that he doesn't think people should be shaking hands after this ever again.
Oh, really?
I am 100% pro. I'm on board. I hate touching people's hands because especially at the bar, sometimes you'll see somebody use the bathroom and then not wash their hands, and then you'll walk out and go around the bar, and then they say hi to you because they didn't see you in the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they want to shake your hand. I don't want to touch your hand. I know you didn't wash your hands. It's nasty.
Oh.
Or people's hands will be just weirdly wet and they didn't just come out of the bathroom. I don't want to touch your hand. Let's just wave at each other. I can wave at you.
Just
this is good.
A polite wave.
A polite wave. Yeah. Exactly. No more touching hands.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Right. Don't touch me. That's what
I can go with that.
Wait,
yeah. What?
Nothing. I'm gonna go to the next segment.
Okay. Daily Double. up to something.
I'm up to something.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's loading.
Okay.
I hope there's... Let's see. Come on. Play.
Whoa! Hey!
This is Brack.
Don't touch me!
It's from Space Ghost.
Oh, I miss that.
Don't touch me! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Hey! Don't touch me!
Okay, that's what I
got. Daily Double.
I like being able to throw things in last minute now that I have Wi-Fi in this room for some reason, which I didn't before.
And a better computer than when we started.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, maybe that's it. So I've been telling people who are ill that I have read a lot of articles that zinc and vitamin D are supposed to be particularly good at helping boost your immune system, and zinc apparently causes the virus cells not to be able to attach very easily to your cells. So even if you do get infected, it makes it so that the spread is way less awful than it could be. For example, Frank wrote me today and said that his mom has been coughing, and so I told him, well, she should be taking vitamin D and zinc.
No matter what it is, right?
Well, and I told a friend of Izzy's, her husband is ill, and I said, well, look, I'm not a doctor, but he should be taking vitamin D and zinc. And she said that our doctor friend had actually said the exact same thing. So I feel like a very informed citizen.
That's great.
However, today,
oh no,
Trump came out and told everybody to take zinc. So now I got to stop telling people to take zinc.
Oh no.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Come on. Why you got to ruin it for me? The one thing I feel informed on. Daily Double. They're going through and reevaluating the death toll projections, which is good. They were initially estimating over 2 million Americans might die, and now they revised it to 200,000. They're now looking at even going lower than that.
Oh, really?
So that's good.
I hope it's all based on reality.
As little as I would like it to be that they are abusing this pandemic for as an excuse to push through that $6 trillion that we've talked about before in funding that's a majority is going to the banks.
Yeah.
And that they're keeping everybody at home just to stop the protesting that would take place, because I'm outraged still. I don't know about other people, but I am outraged about this.
Yeah.
As little as I would want that to be, well, if it means less dead people, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess. Sure. I'm still outraged.
No. You're contagious.
I want to talk real quick about the people clapping at 7 p.m.
Okay.
I'm a grouch, and I don't like it. I just want to say I don't like it.
Okay, you got to explain yourself, because a lot of people love it, you know?
Well, I feel like if you are someone who really puts yourself out there as caring about essential workers, you also need to be pro $20 an hour minimum wage to keep up with adjusted minimum wage from 1974 when wages started stagnating.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to be pro Medicare for all, or at least health insurance for all, affordable. But even health insurance is a joke. Medicare for all, you need to be pro. You need to be pro actually taking care of these essential workers.
These people have to go to work.
These grocery store workers are there every day. You know the grocery stores aren't providing proper masks and stuff. I was just there. They didn't have them today. So if you are someone in 9 months, I don't want to hear anything about raising the minimum or about how you're against raising the minimum wage.
Yeah.
You need to be pro raising it, and you need to be pro raising it not just to 15 to 20. Minimum wage, if I'm right, it was supposed to be like 22 if it was adjusted for inflation.
You had said that before. So, of course, I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess enjoy.
So if it's more about clapping than clapping to you, then cool.
My point is, so you're going outside to clap. Who are you clap? Are they outside that they're hearing you clap? No, it's for you to feel like you're doing something. It's not, you're not actually doing anything for them. So,
but if you are and you're clapping, great. But they're most people that
exactly.
I don't know
I would
so much.
Question.
Yeah.
It's like the support our troops kind of thing. But then they also want to send them in to go die in some stupid war over oil that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So good job. Say, how about protect our troops by not sending them into the battle? I don't know. Dumb. I'm a grouch. We all know this. Let's talk about politics. I'm going to get real grouchy in a second.
Oh.
So Bernie Sanders dropped out today, or halfway dropped out. He didn't really drop out. I don't know if you know about this.
What
he
do you mean?
Suspended his campaign,
yeah.
But he's still going to appear on the ballot.
What?
Yeah.
What does this mean then?
It means that he's an idiot. By still appearing on the ballot, all that's going to happen now is that people are going to go, the people who do go are going to be Biden voters, and they're going to vote for Biden, and you're not going to get any votes. And then when you go to the convention, you're going to look way weaker than you should have initially.
But
Biden is not going to get the 1990 delegates that he needs. So when they have a contested convention, you look like you're weak because nobody was voting for you this whole time.
But wait, so he's going to be on all the ballots?
He's going to be on the remaining ballots.
That are remaining.
When you go to vote in the primary in New York,
yeah.
He's going to be on the ballot.
Why? Based on the timing?
That's the choice that his campaign made. So
people could still vote for him.
Yeah, you can still go out and vote for him in the primaries.
And that will count.
That'll count towards his, it'll count towards his electoral.
What's the point of suspending?
Exactly. What's the point?
What
did you accomplish? So
is it because
I have a theory
of appearances?
I have a theory, and this is me wildly speculating. I have a theory that the DNC was so hard pressed and keeping everyone in person voting. And then they turned around and probably told him, we're going to continue to force in-person voting for the remainder of this primary unless you drop out now. And we're going to use the media arm of our party to blame you for continuing the primary and say that any deaths that occur, which we've already had, again, two in Florida, and that was 2 weeks ago that I had checked. I haven't checked on anything since. We're going to continue, and we're going to blame any deaths that occur on you specifically for continuing to primary Joe Biden. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I wonder about that. That's a very specific theory, but yeah. I mean, it seems very much in character,
yeah,
right?
Does it sound outside of the realm of possibility?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
It was just very interesting to me because you came out right with, like, you know, as soon as you found out that that was your theory. And
that's
I was like,
my
that's
theory.
So specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can 100% believe that they would do that.
So what happens then? He's still on the ballot. He goes.
He'll be
at the convention.
He's saying that him remaining on the ballot will allow him to get some more electoral. Some more delegates.
Yeah.
That he can then use as leverage to get more of his platform taken on by the DNC. However, if you read the emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks in 2016, the DNC specifically was saying that they were trying to come up with things that they could tell Bernie Sanders to drop out and to give his electoral votes or his delegates over to Hillary. That they could then completely ignore down the road without anyone caring. So they were specifically trying to figure out how to just completely mollify him without actually changing at all. So that's where we're heading. So
we'll see,
this is, again, I have said for a long time now that he's never going to be our nominee. He's doing this specifically because he wants to push the party further to the left. However, I disagree completely with the way his party is handling it right now. I think that the 2020 Bernie Sanders run was a waste of time overall. The things that I really care about, have mostly been taken on as the majority stance, but that was from his 2016 run. And in 2020, all he's done is talk about how good a friend he is with Joe Biden and how Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump, which I don't get at all. Very upset.
Yeah. Let's pay attention.
Did a bad
job.
You know? Took a bunch of money. He had the largest war chest of campaign donations, and they were all given by working people who expected him to stand up for them. And instead of standing up for them, he spent a lot of time talking about how Joe Biden is a good friend of his and how Joe Biden is a good guy. And now we're going to watch Joe Biden lose in spectacular fashion in November, and it's going to get blamed on his supporters. So
you still think Biden's going to get past the convention?
Well, we'll see. That's another... Again, my original theory...
I'm like, today you're saying
you
that, but do you really
If you go
so?
Back to my original theory, this whole thing was a fundraising scam. And we'll see if she jumps in at some point.
Oh,
you know
God.
Who we're talking
about.
You know who you are talking about.
Let's move on.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
Fun to do bad things.
Daily double.
The Biden campaign tweeted out today that they are looking forward to welcoming in all the Bernie Sanders supporters onto their campaign. And I have one question for them, which is, I thought that Bernie had to denounce all of the toxic memers, of which I am one, extremely toxic memer.
Toxic memeing.
And oh so gosh. Now they want all the toxic memers to jump on board because I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep drawing my drawings of Buttigieg as a rat.
As a rat. Pizza rat.
I'm never going to stop. You can't stop. Won't stop. Bad boy for life.
Fun to do bad things.
Okay.
Izzy sent a very interesting political conspiracy theory into me.
Okay.
It is a series of photos that she obtained that prove... once and for all, that Andrew Cuomo and Vince McMahon are the same person.
What are you talking about?
I have definitive evidence in my Hotmail inbox.
What is even happening right now?
That shows that Vince McMahon and Andrew Cuomo are the same person.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if you can Google this, but whatever. Andrew Cuomo, definitely Vince McMahon.
You're contagious.
One thing that I'm tired of people talking about.
Wait. That was it?
That's it.
That's all.
This is my show. I can do whatever I want.
There was no like context to the evidence or you
Do you want to see the pictures?
So people should Google it? What should people do? What if they're like, well, I want to know. Do you Google it? What do you... I'm sorry to take out. I was just like, I thought you were going to like play
okay, we're voicemail. We're going back to that. Look at these photos. It's definitive evidence. Look at their ears. Their ears are somewhat similar.
I don't know why we're
their
doing
faces
this,
are somewhat similar.
Okay.
Look at this.
Search for yourself. Thank you for hearing me. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Apparently strongdelusionimpostures.wordpress.com. So... It's definitive evidence. Oh,
thank
wait.
You, thank you, Rabbi.
They have Linda McMahon and Sandra Lee, and they even are both blonde. So who's to say? Hmm. I think this is good news. I mean, I think this is good intel. You're contagious.
What?
One thing that people bring up every single time that I tell them I'm not interested in voting for Biden or anyone says that, is that, well, what about the Supreme Court? There's two Supreme Court justices who are about to die, very likely, just based on age, and they will be replaced by Donald Trump in his next term.
Oh, man.
Where was that same sentiment when the Democrats rolled over and allowed the Senate not to confirm Merrick Garland for over a year?
Yeah.
Where was that same sentiment when there have been so many times in the past where Democratic leadership is defending very conservative Supreme Court justice picks mm-hmm. or nominations.
It's true. Yeah, we've seen it.
And
recent history.
What people also don't understand that makes me angry, and I brought it up, is that if it is an issue, it is something that can legally be amended. FDR tried to push to expand the Supreme Court to include new justices that he would then be able to pick. It's not outside of the realm of possibility. If someone were to appoint an extremely conservative Supreme Court, that's how the process is supposed to work, technically. If you want to think about doing limits on how long somebody can serve on the Supreme Court, that's one thing. But that just means that the Democrats have been losing constantly since I was a kid, other than Obama and Clinton. When was the last time we had a Democratic two-term president? It's been a long time. So the Democrats, it's not my fault for not voting for them. It's the Democrats' fault for not making the case for why they should be representing America and picking Supreme Court judges. So, as always, it's my fault. Everything's my fault.
Daily Double.
I have very important breaking news that comes from the Donald Trump press conference today.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to just play it. We'll talk about after.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
One of the biggest rating hits of the coronavirus, aside from these briefings, has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King.
Yeah.
And the man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that he was going to advocate for it. And I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe Exotic.
Which son? It must be Don.
It was.
I had a feeling it was Don. Is that what he said? I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you recommending a
pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on time.
I don't think you would. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
I do like Joe Exotic.
I'll take a look. Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
I'll bring it back to you.
Go ahead.
So as the number one Prince/Tiger King podcast on the internet, I think, like, are we pro this move?
What move specifically?
I don't know. I don't care about Joe Exotic.
Why did the reporter?
I don't know. Who's wasting our time during a pandemic talking about Joe Exotic?
Yeah, this is his question for the president of the United States.
Yeah. Talking about.
Well, what outlet is he with?
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe it's the best question for him. Yeah, maybe. What?
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. I don't even know where to go with that. We're gonna go to the last segment. That's where we're gonna go with that. Adi, people can call us.
Yeah.
Our phone number, as always. We had one phone message, which I'm going to play for you promptly. I have no idea who sent this in, but here's the message. Money can't buy your class. Elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned. Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess we didn't get any phone messages.
Yeah, so what?
If you want to call us and leave a message, again, the phone number. Daily Double. People can also email us. Our email is doubledungeon@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
We got an email from Abram, but this is like from several days ago. I haven't checked it in a while, I guess.
Oh, no. You got to check.
He says, hi, Double Dungeon. You need to find a trumpet in the trash and have Rafi dress up as Chagall, who I'll go into this later, and play the trumpet until it drowns out everyone else. It is a guaranteed way to end a meeting or get you fired. Bye, Abram. So Chagall is... There was this show, Sábado Gigante. I don't think it's on anymore.
No.
And it was hosted by Don Francisco. And it had the Quaker Oatmeal Man dancing around.
Remember that.
Yeah, the Quaker Oatmeal Man was always there. And it was great because they would be like, Quaker Oatmeal. And then they would speak in Spanish. But they always said Quaker Oatmeal in this hilarious, overly English way.
Okay.
Quaker Oatmeal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was the guy that they had a segment where people would come out and sing. And they were terrible, the people who would sing. And there was a guy who would sing, he would play his trumpet and he'd go, and then everybody would say, fuera, and they'd point to the door and they'd kick him off. So that show was great.
I need that for the end of meetings.
I have no idea why he's writing this email, but it's still funny.
We're talking about getting out of meetings. Running too long, right? Is that the reason?
Oh, you're right. From Zoom, probably. Yeah. So I'm gonna
that's a good idea.
I'll get a saxy, which is like the little synthetic saxophone that you
That's
can.
That's a great idea.
I'm gonna do it. So we've been talking about doing a COVID-free edition of this show.
Yes.
The Daily Double. I think we should try it on Friday. I'm gonna try and collect up some stories.
Okay.
I have a few on the back burner. So if you are interested in a COVID-free edition,
do you think we can really manage? Like a whole day without...
I think I can.
Okay.
It's going to be real weird. Meaning I'm going to just talk about... I don't know. But stuff is... I'm going to go in depth on things that nobody's interested in, I have a feeling. Maybe I'll talk about the mud floods. And the hidden histories. Maybe I'll do that. Daily Double. I wanted to mention that I was complaining about the coffee the other day. And how bad that coffee... We realized that the little coffee grinder of yours, you can actually adjust the grinder itself and make it much finer. And I did. And it tastes fine. When you grind it very, very fine, it took a lot more turns, but it actually came out much better.
I'm glad.
And so, I'm still going to drink Bustelo, but it's good
to
know.
But now you know, yeah.
Yeah, good to know. Sweet. You're contagious. I want to touch real quick on something very near and dear to me, which is that apparently prices for... the Wii and Wii Sports are spiking. You asked me last night what I was looking around for. I was looking for my copy of Wii Sports. I don't know where my copy of Wii Sports
is. It's funny. I have no idea whatever happened to my copy of Wii Sports either.
Wii Sports, previous to this year, was a $12 game, the disc itself. Because it's a pack-in. Every single person who has a Wii had a copy of Wii Sports or Wii Resort. However, since the pandemic hit, people wanted to relive and do a little physical gaming, which is like bowling and whatnot.
Yeah.
It has spiked to $37.
Wow.
For one copy of this game. And so I was like, where's my copy? I can't find it. I think it might be in one of the boxes that I have up here. But the point is, that's crazy.
That is people crazy.
And apparently Wii's complete Wii consoles are spiking as well, which is hilarious to me considering I've found over four in the garbage now. Meaning four, and then I found one that had like way too many remotes with it, way more than the four remotes. So I don't know, weird. Oh, also, I forgot.
What?
Also, Izzy does not have Animal Crossing. We talked about that. Andrea wanted to
update,
play with her.
Yeah.
She's been looking for a Switch, and apparently Nintendo Switches are impossible to find. I've been keeping a tab on it all day.
Why?
They're just out of stock. People all hammered them at once, and people are hoarding them and reselling them for like $500 plus. So
that's nuts.
If you have a spare Switch under your bed, my sister wants to buy it, but yeah. Only the, not the light model, the one that you can play on TV. So
also, we're still looking for Animal Crossing friends for Andrea.
Yeah. If you are playing Animal Crossing for the Switch, you should
let us know.
Let us know and we'll pass you along to Andrea. I don't know how it works. Is it like a code? I don't know.
I imagine that people who are playing will know.
I have an update on my Animal Crossing as well, which is the fishing rod is still not in his store today.
Are you serious?
What is going on here, Tom Nook? Get it in your store. It's been like 5 days. Where's the fishing rod? That's all I want to do. This is the worst. For lunch today and probably for dinner, we had pasta with kind of a vodka sauce with beef, and it was very good.
It was tasty.
I actually put vodka in it, and it was delicious.
Woo!
That's the update. The end. All right, we're out of here. What are you going to work on the rest of the night?
I don't know, getting rid of more paper.
Watching The Sopranos.
Yeah. You?
Neither of those things.
Okay.
That's it. Bye!